Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet. The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny.
People living, people.
Join me in this song. In this prayer, I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people living.
Yeah. We
want to see people giving love to those.
Giving
up.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van. So I just thought I would surprise you all this morning. That was gospel artist Charles Laster and the new release, People Living. Welcome to Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She is an institution in this town, a spiritual advisor to public and elected officials, a mentor to pastors, bishops, and evangelists across the Midwest. She's a friend to you and me. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning to you, Mac, and to all of our staff. I want you to know I'm glad this morning I'm on the Lord's side, feeling mighty fine. God has been good to all of us, and this is a loving day. I like this voice. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory unto the name. Worship the Lord in the beautiful of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And God is glory, thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. It is a good thing for us. In times like these, there's no other thing that you can think of than the Lord. He will see you through. If you just trust him. I bless everyone, all of our staff members, all on the road today. So I bless you, Michael. God bless you.
God bless you, Missionary. Good to hear you this morning. Now let's check in with our Sunday morning team, evangelist, prophetess, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, prophetess Laster.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kim Henrietta. And good morning to Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
And what a beautiful day it is. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning, our lifestyle editor.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Missionary. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Henrietta.
And Henrietta is just getting on the line now, and we'll talk to her in a minute. But Missionary, we've got a number of our friends that will be calling in this morning. I do want to say that the election is coming up, Missionary. We've got like 40 days to go, and this is going to be something. And Missionary, you have always been involved with the candidates, with the election. What do you say now with 40 days to go?
Well, this is going to be a surprising, usual election. Voting so early and so difficult, and we need to get out to vote because this is important. These are the last days, I believe, and we must consider that if you never voted for, you need to vote now. It's important. And while we each day, I want to say to our audience, don't forget to talk to the Lord. In every situation you do, when you get up in the morning, thank God, because it's tough. It's going to be a tough election, and I just heard today that there's going to be a lot of people being cut off from their funds. It's going to be time where they're not going to know where they're going to get something to eat. It's the worst days is ahead of us.
Yeah.
And Michael, that's what we got to pray.
Yes. And Our, speaking of politics, our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey, is on the line now. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Kim.
And I can just tell you guys, our lines are lit up. Thank you for all of those who are listening on our call-in number, and then a lot of you who are listening on the internet, too. And
We have so many listening in Arkansas, all of my nieces and nephews in St. Louis, across the country. My folks, I hadn't heard from until now.
And Missionary, it's been such a surprise of how many people are listening to the show that, you know, we're in the process of going back to the Detroit Praise Network. But, you know, we love it here. And I'm really thinking that to keep both, that we would have the Detroit Praise Network program community highlights on the 2nd and 4th, 7 a.m. on the Detroit Praise Network. But then we also like to connect, because with this program, we're reaching across the country.
Yeah.
And that's what we like about this. We're reaching a lot of people across the country. So the election is in about 40 days. Henrietta, what, it's about 40 days to go?
We're actually roughly about 39 days.
And Michael, we need to ask Loretta, what do you think about they voting early? Is that going to be
Yes, Henrietta, what do you
think? You need to talk about that since that's here.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you guys asked that question, because right now we do have vote early, starting in Detroit September 21st, but it kicked off officially September 24th to November 2nd. So those people who really want to get out there, get their vote in, now they have the option of taking their absentee ballot in person to the clerk's office, filling it out, and dropping it off right there that day. So you can do that every day, Monday through Friday. I believe it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I think that it's a good move, because we have to date 2.5 million absentee ballots that were requested. And can you imagine that trying to get all that out, you know, on the 3rd of November? So people who got their ballots, we kind of thought that we would break it up in three parts. You can vote now, you can still send your absentee ballot in if you choose to, and you can still come to the polls November 3rd. We just urge everyone to make sure to get their ballots in, because this is very critical.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Missionary, we were talking with the Lieutenant Governor earlier on the program this morning, and we were telling him that we just don't get on the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights and just talk, that we're all doing something in our own way to reach the public and to encourage them to vote and participate in this system, because there's nothing worse than just sitting it out and letting anybody in office. And
that's,
I know,
true.
That's one of the things that's been important to you all these years, is to get the right people in there and get the people that care about us.
Yeah. And, Michael, why are you saying that? You know, we have community highlight outreach, and that's where they cut over the transport. Our headquarters, that's where they all have come, even way back in the day, not this one, George Matthews, they all have been, everybody there, we had a way of doing so. God's still going to be with us on this trip. It's a tough one. Listen, I want to say to our staff there, when you lay down at night, please don't forget to pray for our country and all of us.
Yes, and speaking of somebody that is active in the community, because the last time I spoke to her, she was inviting me to an event for the Shar House. Joan Giss is on the line. Good morning, Joan Giss. How are you? This beautiful day.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great. You are on the line. You're on the air.
All righty. Good morning, Missionary. Good morning.
Hello,
my
sweetie.
How are you guys this morning?
We're just fine.
We're great. Good morning.
So, Joan,
tell
us about what you're doing, Joan.
Well, I am still advocating for those at SHARE. As you know, many people in the city now as a result of the pandemic. And as you know, the disparities of the pandemic have always hit the minority communities or those of color because they don't have the readily available resources for health care, for treatment even now, for housing, for transportation. There are frontline essential workers because those are the individuals that are still at the grocery stores checking us out or putting the food on the shelves of the stores for us to be able to purchase. Those are the ones that are at the gas stations, at the car washes. These are people that are, in my opinion, are the ones that have to fight this pandemic as well as fight to survive at this point in time, because if they don't work, they don't feel that they'll be able to maintain at least some quality of life. Our community has also seen a high rise in domestic violence, mental illness, and substance abuse, because you've got people who are in a depressed mode that unfortunately don't know how to cope, or hospitals are treating the pandemic so tough that you can't really be treated for any other illness that you are experiencing in your body. So we really, truly need to sit back and be mindful that we're here, we're blessed, we're fortunate, and that means we need to be reaching out to those that don't have what we have. I don't know about you, but God has seen me through some of the worst times, and I know and I trust now that he's going to see me through this. So
Amen.
Who am I to sit back and not or withhold from my abundance and overflow of helping other individuals in this world. And the best place to start is right at home with your family, with those that are in your immediate community, your church members. You know, see, a lot of people think just because we're not in the building, we don't have to worry about church. Ha, we are the church.
That's right.
Don't
restrict us. Church to be in a building.
Oh, Jesus, back on the church.
I'm sorry, Miss Mary.
So that's all
yes,
good. All good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because she's one of the greatest. Is she coming back?
We definitely have to have you back. We're only 30 minutes today, Joan, but we'll definitely have to have you back because it was interesting hearing about that. And that's one thing we really need to talk more about, support right now for people during this health and financial emergency. Commissioner.
Yeah, amen. Thank
She'll
you
be
so
back.
Much.
All right. I just want to mention that this program is brought to you in part by Attorney Cliff Pascal from Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. He's a friend to churches, unions, and organizations. He's a personal injury specialist working on work of disability, family and divorce, medical and malpractice. And you can reach Attorney Cliff Pascal at 313-353-7750. Again, that's Attorney Cliff Pascal. His number is 313-353-7750. And, of course, Franklin Wright Settlement, helping people even during this pandemic. You can call to donate at 313-579-1000. And, missionary, I want to welcome Sharp and Associates. Sharp and Associates Insurance, better coverage, better life. We make getting insurance easy. Protect what matters most at every stage of your life. Sharp and Associates Insurance. Thank you, Rosemary Moore, for your support of Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show. Missionary?
Yeah.
Let's hear from our team. Christy Laster, Evangelist Laster. What's the good message for us this morning?
Good morning. You know, what I was thinking about this morning is harvest season. It's harvest time. And I know that we've experienced a lot this year, but many of us, like the caller that just called in, are taking the opportunity to use what we have and the blessings that we have to give back, whether it's through Kim, that's our lifestyle coach, or Henrietta, she gives in that political arena, and missionary Hattie Humphrey just gives out so much. So this season, it's harvest time. So what you have given, what you have sown, whether it be financially, whether it be your time, your advice, your wisdom, whatever it may be that you have sown, it's time for you to reap the blessings of what you have put out in the earth. So I am so excited to be able to receive all that I have shared and poured into others, that God is going to give that back to me, and it'll be double, it'll be triple, 30, 60, 100 fold. So that's what's on my mind this morning.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And, you know, it is true. It's harvest time. It means that you would have had to have planted seeds in order to have a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And missionary and evangelist, what I found out, it works every time. If you put your effort and work towards something, there will be results from that work. You will reap your rewards from that work. It never fails. God never fails.
Absolutely.
It works every time.
It is a basic principle, and it works.
Yes, yes. Well said.
That's
as
good
always.
Message I hear from folks. Carlton, when I go to the grocery store, they lack much to the staff that we have, because you do talk about God and what God has done for you. This you the light that's shining, and I am so proud to know
staff. We've got the best team ever, the Sunday morning team. And, you know, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, she does the same thing. She starts off with scripture whenever she has a program or anything like that. Kim, what do you have for us this morning?
Good morning. I want to remind us that Jesus said the greatest commandment is love, and that's to love one another. On my podcast last week, I was talking to someone, and one of the things that this gentleman said, we are looking out for one another. We are paying attention. Women, when you are out, the brothers are watching. And my fellow brothers, we are watching each other's backs. As missionary said, good morning, missionary. You said it's going to be hard. We are in the last days. We're seeing it. Bad things are happening, and we can't deny it. But guess what? God still sits on the throne. He still commands us to love one another. And as Christy said, it's harvest time. Let's lock arms, gather what we have sown, and just walk into our blessings.
Yes, so important, because with all that's going on around us, you know, missionary, it seems like it's okay now for these politicians to lie. They're manipulating videos. They're making things up. And I can't believe some of the lies that especially these conservative and Republican TV ads, where they're just playing, and on the internet too. It's really difficult, and that shows that we do have to have a life of prayer, because we got to figure out and be able to, you know, pay attention to what we're listening to. What are they saying? Who's talking? Because there's so many lies out here. But I can tell you one thing, when it's something that is right from God, you will be, if you draw closer to him, he will reveal the truth to you more and more. When you step out of that close relationship with God, that's when you can't tell what's true and what's not. And I'm not, y'all got me trying to preach this morning. I'm not trying to do that. But
you know what, Micah? What to the audience? What's happening now? You can read it in Matthew, the 25th chapter of Matthew. The judgment of the nation, you can see it happening every day. But you know, if you really know God and believe in him, nothing won't bother. You can sleep at night. You can sleep and no worry about nothing. God's still in control of your life. This is the time you own the political. It's your life. That's all you have to do. But if you, to the audience out there, you see the sign of the judgment, read Matthew 25 next week. or whenever you're going to read. Some of y'all don't never read the Bible, but you read it, okay?
That's right. Some of it got dust all over it. You open it up and, you know, spider webs. You can't fake that. You know, you go somewhere and you go to church or you have somebody come over and you go get the Bible and the dust starts flying off. They know you haven't read it.
Right.
Absolutely.
You can't fake that, I tell you. But
I want to say to Lewis in Arkansas, St. Louis and Ohio, Mike, I want to thank God for this happening because I've had nieces and folk I hadn't heard from in years through this, they are listening to me.
That,
amen. So I'm
like to
And that's I love all my. Yeah, y'all are beautiful. Keep the good work going, children.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. This is why we like this program because it's easy to reach. It's easy to connect with people, and I like I said, I see the callers on the line, and there are others that I can't see who are online, and we really appreciate and thank you for listening to the program. But I'm excited, missionary, to go back. We're going to reach, of course, a Detroit audience when we go back on the Praise Network. It's mostly a Detroit audience when we go back on the Praise Network. But on here, it's a national audience, and people from all over the country are listening to us now. And that's the good part about it. And we want to be here so that we can offer, some words of inspiration on a Sunday morning, words of hope. To let you know that there is a way that you can make it, that God does, even though all this is going on, that he does provide a support. And I know a lot of people are depressed these days and, you know, they're worried and things like that. But you do have to have a daily life of prayer. Every day, if you try to go through life without a daily prayer, it's really tough. I don't know how people. I don't know how you can. I don't know how you can function like that on a daily basis. Evangelist Laster, I know you've had many sermons based on that. What would you say about a daily prayer life, walking with God?
Like in any relationship, communication is key. And communicating with your Heavenly Father will make all the difference in the world in your life.
Yes.
If you don't know how to pray, then you can just even pray the Lord's Prayer. But if I could talk to the people that don't believe in prayer or don't feel that it's necessary for them to pray, what I can say to you is try it.
All right.
Don't knock it until you try it. So just give it a try. When you get up in the morning, say, I'm gonna try this thing out called prayer and talk to the Heavenly Father and ask him to help me, forgive me, and be with me on this day. Give it a try, and it'll make a difference in your life.
And then, too, God is already watching over you. That's why some of you live as long as you live. But when you really get to know him, you'll fall in love with you just like you fell in love with whoever you're with. He's so good. Ain't he, girl?
Yes, he is.
Amen. So what's this Greater Pentecostal this morning? What's the timeline? I think it's 11 is the service.
Yes, Greater Pentecostal Temple service begins at 11 a.m. We're located at 15932 East Warren. Today is our Youth Sunday. Bishop wanted us to highlight our youth and give them an opportunity to participate in the service. So my son, he is 19 years old. He is a prophet of God, and he will be ministering this morning at 11 a.m.
Oh,
what a blessing.
Great.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Yes, so we are excited.
Include younger young people and things, I tell you. They get left out.
Yeah.
They get
yeah.
left
they,
all
they're not time. They're not our future, but they're our today. And it's our responsibility
yeah.
to train them up and to teach them the way so that when they get older, they won't depart from it. So he will be ministering, and then my girls will be singing. So it's going to be a blessed day. I'm looking forward to it.
Evangelist Lester, I'm going to start taking notes when you're on and write some of this stuff down. You are right. If we keep thinking about our kids are the future, no, they are here right now. This is when they're forming their opinions and about who they're going to be when they get older. They're here right now. And missionary,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. I'm really got to work towards this. We've got to have a Sunday morning young
yeah.
team. You know,
all right.
We've got to have a team of younger people and give them a spot on the show
right.
to come on. So I'm going to work on that. So look, Sunday morning team, send me some names of young people,
right.
teenagers, even like from 13 up to 19. We need to hear
that's,
more from young people, and I think if we can do the young Sunday morning team, although some of you on the Sunday morning team could probably be on the young people's team too. So
beautiful.
Yeah, we've got to get some younger people. So please send me some names so that we can have that put that in motion.
Listen, Mac, I want to say hello to Burkhart.
Greg Burkhart, yes. Good morning, Mr. Burkhart. Yes. We love when he calls in with his opinions.
The next.
Yeah. Prepared opinions, too. I mean, he comes in ready and prepared. we appreciate that. Once again, we want to remind you to, if you need an attorney, call our attorney, Attorney Cliff Pascal. Can handle personal injury, family and divorce, worker disability, medical malpractice, and much more. He's one of those big-time attorneys in Southfield. His number is
313-353-7750. And I'm just amazed, Kimberly, at how much Franklin Wright is able to do even during the pandemic. I think what we've all found out that we can operate more effectively, leaner, because I think a lot of companies, including Franklin Wright, are finding out that you can get a lot done and you can be more efficient. And I think
absolutely.
That's what companies are finding out. And I know at Franklin Wright, because they've had we've had a great year when it comes to our program and donations and things like that. It's just amazing. And so we got to give our props out to President and CEO Monique Marks and Stacy Robinson, the Chief Operating Officer, and Dion Mullen and Ahmad and all the employees there.
Just an amazing team.
Like settlements, you know, and it makes us proud as board members, doesn't it, missionary and Kimberly?
Yes,
that the organization. And I said on our last meeting that I think what's happening and the success and the work that Franklin Wright is doing this year, even with the pandemic and the financial crisis, I think this is elevating Franklin Wright, and the organization is going to even be more influential and powerful going into next year. This is watch what happens after this, because we are standing strong during this pandemic, and as some nonprofits have actually gone out of operation, Franklin Wright is getting stronger. So that just tells you we've got, like, a great team over there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
God bless all of you all. It's a great day today.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's right. God bless you, missionary.
Yeah. I actually added on a couple of minutes because I know we had the restart at the program, so I wanted to make sure that we didn't get cheated out of our time. So we do have 15 more minutes left on the program because I wanted to make I didn't want to cut us short coming into the program. Once again, I want to welcome our newest supporter, Rosemary Moore from Sharp and Associates Insurance. They make getting insurance easy. And here's the phone number so if you need insurance, here's the number. You can ask for Rosemary Moore. That number is 833-668-0086. Again, that number is 833-668-0086. And I want to thank Sharp and Associates for helping us to transition back to the Detroit Praise Network. With their support, their sponsorship, they are helping to get Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show back on the Detroit Praise Network. So thank you, Rosemary Moore and Sharp and Associates Insurance. So, Missionary, we can't do it without our sponsors. And
that's right, honey.
Yep, Attorney Cliff Pascal and Sharp Insurance are really helping us to get in place. So we really can't do without them. All right.
And I want
to go ahead.
Thank God for Pastor. You know, we've been in the business with him almost 30 years.
That's a long time. Yes. 30 years.
When WGB were going on.
Yes.
So think about those things like that. That's the only time I feel 92.
Yes. When you look back and see how many years somebody like Cliff Pascal's been around, right? Yes, 30 years. And I think, Missionary, you and I, we're hitting about 20 ourselves, I think. Well, it's more than 20 because we met before 2000, so it was like around 1998, I believe, something like that. So it's been
– when you were wearing the big bush hair. What you call it?
Oh, yeah. You know, yep, when I had my afro and stuff, I actually had like like the Jackson 5. I had an afro in high school. But that was a while back too. So,
wow,
we don't have to add up all that. Yes, I mean, I had so much hair. I didn't know what to do. Like, you know, how to style it and all that. That I had a problem.
Pictures are welcome.
How to style it? I remember those days when I went into Cas Tech. I had so much hair. I didn't know what to do. But
yeah.
I don't have.
Well, I'm glad it's all. Well,
I don't have any
I'm
problem
now.
I don't have no problems with my hair.
But
okay, look, Henrietta Ivy, now I know you have your voters organization. So what are you working on coming up? Because I know the debate, the presidential debate is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this
yes, it is.
Yes, the first presidential debate is Tuesday, so I know you'll be watching, Henrietta.
Oh, yeah, with ink pen and pad in hand, taking all kinds of notes. Because, you know, as you engage the community, and that would be a great piece for me to lead into with the upcoming community platform this Saturday. Unfortunately, yesterday I wasn't able to engage the community, but I had an open platform for them yesterday, but we're going to do it again this Saturday. It's a special edition of what's going on in Detroit politics in the park. Alongside that, again, you're right, I'm actually out in full force with the voters. I am part of an organization now where I'm one of the voter organizers. And so each day we are contacting and the community and talking to voters about the issues of voting, the upcoming election, what their issues are, what they want to see change. All of that good stuff, and so it's ramping up for me. This is a very busy year, time of the year for me when elections. So from now until next year, until all the elections of next year is over, I will be engaging the community, teaching them the history of the vote, the black vote, history of the struggle of the black vote, and just doing a lot of stuff just to keep the community uplifted and engaged, and understanding that this pandemic is something that's part of God's plan. And if you, like Missionary said and like Christy said, if you are well connected with the Almighty God, you really have nothing to worry about. Just be obedient, stay the course, and, you know, help your fellow brothers and sisters understand the power of God. So that's the role I'm on right now, just, you know, uplifting, encouraging, engaging, teaching, and definitely throwing God in every conversation that I have with every voter.
And that will be a hot topic, Henrietta, on your next forum, the debate on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to jumping on and being a part of that and make my comments too, because I'm anxious to see this, and I hope that Joe Biden does a great job and exposes a lot of the inconsistencies, the lies, the lack of wisdom on behalf of this president. So I'm looking forward to it. So I hope he hits a home run.
Going to be good.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that leads right into the rescheduling of the show from yesterday, from Saturday. So that gives the community the opportunity to see it for themselves and then have something to talk about when this Saturday coming up.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. Well,
that'll be good. Sure. That'll be good.
Yes. So I know we didn't really get a chance to do our news and weather, but Henrietta, it looks like today just is going to be very similar to yesterday. I think yesterday we were up to about 81 or 82, and I understand today is going to be back up into about 80 degrees today. So it should be a really warm day today, warm and sunny. But I know the bottom is falling out next week, and the temperatures are going to be dropping about 20 or 30 degrees. So we're looking at some cooler temperatures next week. So enjoy
today. So today we're going to be, well, today high is going to be, like you say, roughly between the late 70s for up in the 80s. I would say maxed out by about the same as yesterday, 81. Tomorrow we're going to be the high temperatures of 64, but we may get roughly around about 70. But right now we're saying that with a great chance of rain tomorrow, like a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Tuesday, like you said, we're going back into the cool temperatures. The highs will be in the 60s Tuesday through Friday. And there's some chances of rain showers during next week. 20% chance on Wednesday, 40% chance on Thursday, and again, 20% on Friday. So we're looking at some cool temperatures with rain coming in up in the next week,
Great.
So we got some temperatures dropping in. Let's enjoy today, because I think this is the last day we're going to get that nice warm weather.
Yes. I know we've got about 7 minutes left, but I just wanted to, Joan Gist, thank you for chiming in with us here on the program this morning. And we look forward to, you know, having you back on and talk a little bit more about, you know, the organizations that you work with and some of the great work, because right now a lot of people are suffering. There's a lot of depression, and people turn to other things. You know, we were talking earlier, Joan, about, you know, having a life of prayer, daily prayer, reading the Bible and things like that. But there are a lot of people that turn to other things, and but they don't realize they're making it 100 times worse. And I know that's what a lot of the work over at Shar House is. But thank you, Joan, for connecting with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just thank God for individuals such as all those on this line right now who are standing in faith, operating in faith, and believing God's word. You know, it's one thing to know God's word, but it's another to act on God's word. So thank you for the privilege. Absolutely.
All right, Sunday morning team, we've got about 5 minutes. Missionary, any closing remarks to share?
All I want to say to everybody, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take care of your family, take care of one another, and always say something about the Lord. Say a prayer, say something, and God will bless you on the way. Because as I said, things are not going to get, life is going to get rougher. And, oh, yes, read the 25th chapter of Matthew. And I love you. Micah, I love you too, boy. I don't know why I
Thank
do without
you.
All of my staff. May God, and Joan Gift is going to be with us. That's one of my daughters. Bless everybody.
Yes.
Everybody. God bless you, okay?
Matthew 25, mm-hmm. so you can remember that. And that's one thing I love about community highlights, and that is the fact that there's always some real support in there in your daily life to help you. And missionary, you've helped a lot of people all these years. A lot of people that are embarrassed to even admit that they need help, and that they come to you because they come to you privately because they don't want to go to the unemployment office, or they don't want to go to a doctor, you know, like a psychiatrist or something like that. They're embarrassed to go publicly, and they'll come to you privately. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people that have done that over the years. They come to you privately because you know how to take action and get things done for them. You've also worked on behalf of families who have their family members in jail, facing court dates and things like that. Missionary, how many times have you dealt with families where the trial was coming up, and you know, it's so nerve-wracking. Everybody's afraid because they got to go before the judge.
Right.
Yes. And you've comforted a lot of people during that time because it's nerve-wracking for the family when their loved one is facing jail.
Over 20 years.
20 years. Yes. Yes. And you've made many friends in Detroit's courts. And of course, we all know the judges in Southeast Michigan host Missionary Humphrey's annual banquet every year. So we're looking forward to 2021. But all right, Sunday morning team, thank you guys. We're going to listen to a little bit of Charles Laster again. People Living just released it a few weeks ago. Judge Kenneth King and I went down to the filming of the People Living movement and the video and everything, and we were glad to be a part of it. And but it was great, great production, very professionally put together, and it's a great song. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in to Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. We're going to listen to Charles Laster on the way out. Have a great Sunday. God bless all of you.
God bless everyone. Have a great day.
God bless. Have a great week.
In this prayer, I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.